Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I hope you enjoyed that song, Write My Name. Don't you want God to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning? Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing for each person that have tuned in on this line today. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the topic that we have today to share, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, bless all those that will listen, even in the archives later, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory. Move city out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and ask you to let the Holy Spirit use me and walk through me. Move me completely out of the way. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we have an exciting topic. And for all those that have tuned in, welcome again to Joy and Peace. So glad you stopped by the air today. I know some of you all was on a little earlier, but they come on, they don't click it on until exactly 10 o'clock. So thank you very much for staying on until they clicked it over. Thank you so much. Well, today we have a topic that everyone can participate in too. You know, I'm going to give you my little intro right quick. You know, no man likes to make a bad bargain or a bad trade. No one likes to feel that he has been cheated. Yet, who is there among us who have not made bad bargains, got cheated, and wondered, how did that happen to me? And then to rub salt in the wound, have someone around that says, I told you so. You know, you've heard that. You've said it to other people. Yes, there has been some bad bargains that we all have made, but we finally live over them. But there are bad bargains that will never be survived. And our topic for today is obedience to God's command is always right. That means you can't make a bad bargain with Jesus when you're obeying his command. Now, when you disobey his command, that means you'd have made a bad bargain. You'd have made a bad choice. But when you obey God's commandment, it's always right. When the Holy Ghost leads you to what you should do, what you should say, where you should go, you made a right choice. But if you disobey, you'd have made a bad bargain. You'd have made a bad choice. You know, don't try to bargain with God. Obey him. You know, God is not a spirit man that you shall bargain with. God wants you to obey. You know, don't try to bargain with God about baptism. Many do. You know, our three words we're using today in our tag is bargain, prayer, and baptism. You know, baptism for believers is important. Answer of a good conscience. You don't need to pray about baptism, just obey. God told you to get baptized, do what God say. Don't try to bargain with God because it ain't going to work out. Don't try to bargain with God about prayer. That's one of our tag words. No, some say they are too busy to pray and that God understands. He sure do. He knows you perfectly well. So why do you feel it's too busy? You know, some people say, well, when I get up in the morning, I'm rushing. You can be praying while you're in the shower. You can be praying while you're taking your bath. You can be praying while you're putting your clothes on. You can be praying when you get in your vehicle, asking God to direct your step, take you to where you need to go sit. Don't you know you can pray in and everywhere? It's no such thing as by you can't pray because they took prayer out of school. If the students want to pray, they may not pray out loud to everyone here, but you can still pray. You can give God the glory and the blessing. He knows you perfectly well. He knows what you're capable of doing. He knows the selfishness of your life and that you have never laid upon the great promise of God in prayer. He knows when you're selfish. He knows when you're doing right. He knows when you're doing wrong. You think nobody saw you. Just because so-and-so wasn't standing there, God sitting high and he looking low. He saw everything that you were doing. You know, James put it, James put it in this way, you find it in 4:2. ye have not because you ask not. How many times have we said that? That's in the word. That's not a cliche. You have not because you have not went to God and asked him. And if you being obedient to God's command, which is right, don't you know God will give you everything that your heart desires if you are right standing with God, if you have the relationship with God, don't you know he will bless you? Blessings will come when the praises go up, the blessings come down. When you praising God, something that you really hadn't even thought about that God will bless you with. But that's when you being obedient. That's not when you trying to bargain with God. Well, God, if you do such and such a thing, I'm going to do such and such a thing. But then you don't keep up your end of the bargain. No, 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 no. You got to, when you ask God for something and when you make a vow to God, you got to keep that vow. You can't break that vow. When you made a promise to God Almighty, then you turn back, that means you're not obeying God's command. You know, don't try to bargain with God about worship. You know, so many people go and they say, I'm worshiping. You'll find this in Hebrews 10 and 25. You know, I'm going to use one example. You know, one man did some bargain with God like this. God made the lakes, the fish, therefore I fish on Sundays. For I can best worship him from the boat on the lake. Bad bargain. He said in his word, do not forget to assemble yourself with other believers. You out on the boat by yourself. So how can you be with other believers out on a Sunday fishing when he have already told you in his word, don't forget to assemble yourself. That means you are to partake in worship and assembling yourself in the body of Christ. Not just you, myself, and I by myself. No, 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 no. You are disobeying his commandment. My. I know you had never thought of it like that. A lot of people want to go wash their cars on Sundays and not go to church. Some may wash their car early but head on to church. But others got to go to the game. They got to go to the islands. They got to take them a cruise where they're not even doing church if it's on the cruise. Just think about your life individually. How many times have you said that you tried to bargain with God? Oh, I'm going to the barbecue. I'm going to miss church today. I'm going to the baseball game. Don't you know something could happen to you and you're not covered at that baseball game? Or you was going to the casino instead of going to serve the Lord where he could have blessed you, where you didn't have to go and lose all your finances. I'm just telling you, you can't bargain with God. How many of you all listening in today or me listening in the archive later on have been bargaining with God? Obedience to God's commandment is always right. Don't try to bargain. It's no such thing as trying to bargain with God. You're going to end up with the short end of the stick. You know, Christians are a stubborn lot. I should know because I've seen so many of them. You know, I have been preaching and teaching to Christians for so long and listening to that excuse for a long time. I heard an excuse this last night in the prayer service. But I can't come to church because I have to get my grandchildren ready. I can't do this and I can't do that. The word say, the scripture say, not me. The scripture say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. That means if you put Christ in front, he'll send people that you least expect will help you in a situation. You may not have transportation, but you can call somebody and pick you up. Or better still, you may be in a town that have bus service that you can catch a bus or a taxi. And if you're a senior citizen, I'm pretty sure it's someone that'd be more than happy to pick you up for church, school. But I bet you if you wanted to go to the shopping center, you would find somebody. If you wanted to go to the store, you would find somebody. So what about going to God's house, worshiping him, obeying him, listening to and not only reading but obeying his commandment? You know, the Apostle Paul was constantly exhorting and warning God's people. You read that in the scripture. You know, but here's another example I wrote down. You know, Demas was a bad bargain when he left Paul, traded his place at the side of the world's greatest preachers for a few tinsel covered toys. Loved the present world. Ananias and Sapphira tried to bargain with God. You know what happened to them in the scripture. You don't have to believe what I'm saying on Blog Talk. Go to your scriptures and read what Ananias and Sapphira did. Instead of reporting all what they had gotten, they decided to lie. They didn't know God was above them. God knew exactly what was in their mind and in their heart. You see what happened to them trying to bargain with God? My. You know, while others was given, they were holding back, believing God would understand. God didn't give us everything. Those that have jobs, God have given you a job. Those that have an income coming in, you take off the top. Uncle Sam have taken his portion already. So why can't you go ahead and give God his portion once you done got, when Uncle Sam done sent you what he done took out already? If you didn't have enough already for the rent and utility bill, so won't you give it to God where he can increase it and pray upon it, bless upon it, and he can give you the blessings upon it. You know, you cannot go with by God would understand. God did, and that bargain led to their death. You find that in Acts 5. So don't bargain with God. Obey him. And the blessings of the Heavenly Father will be upon you. You know, you have to be submission to God's will. It's always right. Submit to God. You know, you may say, do not know his will, and that is not strange nor tragic. But submission to what you know God does want you to do. Do not bargain, but submit to God. You know, selfishness is an enemy to submission. God is asking you for your submission to his will, but you go after the things of the world. Do not think with God and give him your second best, because you can't. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on just a second. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give God the praise and the glory this morning. You know, don't bargain with God. Give him your second best. Do you think you can bargain with God by giving him your second best? No. You got to give him the first. You know, some people think they have deep conviction when all it is with them is plain stubbornness. How many of you all are stubborn today? Do you think you can bargain with God and give him what's left over? No. You know, stubbornness, willfully self, is always a hindrance in Christian service. You know, Satan is an enemy to submission. The devil will try to make you a rebellious Christian every day of your life. He is always working to sift people, just like we. You know he's doing that. He wants the Christian to drift away from church, neglect your Bible, quit praying, lower your standards, and act in a way unbecoming to a child of God, thus delay serving Christ. That is Satan's job. So you got to remember, don't let him drift you away from church. Don't let him neglect your Bible reading and Bible time with God. Don't let him pray in life and lowering your standard. Act in the way that's becoming to a child of God. You know, acceptance of God's word is always right. Accept his word on a separate living, you know. This is the toughest battle for most Christians today. They think they want to conform to this world and throw away the standard of modesty, cleanliness, and humility. The Lord is calling for you to live in such a way that others can see Christ in your life. You know, others can see when Christ is working in your life. You don't have to lower your standard. You know, many bargain with God by giving large donations to charitable organizations, but God doesn't bargain. He wants our lives. Some say, well, if I can give them $1 million, I've did my part. But what else are you doing for God? You giving that out of self and broadcasting that everywhere. But what did you really do from your heart? If you didn't have but a quarter to donate, don't you know God looking at that quarter more than $1 million because it came from your heart? Not to be seen, not to make like you were more than somebody else. You know, you are to accept his word on the matter of service. Surprise us how much God has revealed in his word that he wants us to do and to be. Don't bargain. Serve him. Don't try to bargain with God, you all. He is calling some to preach the gospel. Obey that call. If he called to you to evangelize, be evangelist. Evangelize. If he called you to be a teacher, teach. If he called you to a healing and delivering ministry, do what God have called you to do. If you're a servant, if you're to clean the bathroom, the kitchen, do what God have called you to do. You as an individual know what God have called. You don't have to bargain with God. Well, God, if you give me this, if you let me pray like so-and-so. No, no, no. If you got a prayer life and you praying, God know what to give you. He know how to put it in place for you. All you got to do is just be obedient to God and do what he say. That's what he want us to do. Being obedient to God's commandment is always right. We don't have to bargain. You know, you have to accept his word on salvation. I speak now to those listening that might be sinners. You who have never accepted Christ as Savior may be a member of this church or that church, but never have sin forgiven, name written in the Lamb Book of Life. You know, like that song I just played, Write My Name. You know, quit reasoning about the matter. Accept the word of God, which says you are a sinner, condemned to eternal punishment. You know, Jesus was not joking in John 5:24. And let me turn over there and read to you exactly what it says in case you don't have your Bibles in front of you. We'll turn right quickly right on over to John 5:24. And the word of God says in 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My, 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 my. You know, to sum this up, what I've been telling you today, the soul cannot be satisfied with temporary things, trying to bargain with God. You know, you bargain, you know, y'all think that I'll sell my chance for heaven for $5. Old man's handed him a note to say, I'll never pray, and et cetera. How many of you say that? And the young man say, I cannot sign that. That would be the worst bargain a man would ever make. You can't sign everything you see. You check the fine print. Read before you sign something. Don't sign your name on the dotted line without reading what's been put before you. Or what you. Everything that sounds good don't mean it's good for you. Everything that you taste don't mean it's good for you. Seek your bargain with God. Wait no longer. Come now to Jesus Christ. And over in John 1, I'm going to turn it over. That's going to be my last scripture for today. Over in John 1, and we're going to read what it says. I hope you got something out of this topic today. Obedient to God's command is always right. You can't bargain with God, because some people try to bargain with God, bargain their life, realizing you can't hurry God, and for sure you can't bargain with God. You got to do just what the word say, because the word is what you need right now, not bargain. And 1 John 12 and 13 says, John 1, 12 and 13 say, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, and that's to become the sons, more than one with the S on it, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So today, this is our topic today. Obedience to God's commandment is always right. Don't call yourself trying to bargain with God. You can't bargain with God. You have to obey his commandment. For you to get the blessing, obey today. And as we get ready to leave the air, I only did 30 minutes today. I want you to remember that the worst bargain a person could ever make is trying to bargain with God. So I hope you got something out of this topic today. I know it was short, but it was right to the point. So just remember, you have not because you ask not. You want to do what God say do. And that don't mean bargain with God. Unless we leave the line, but not before God's presence, I'll leave this song in your hearing.
Marvin, it's time to move.